natural beauty. Tell, no, I've never been someone shy until I seen your eyes. Still I had to try, yeah. Oh yes, let me get my words right and then approach her. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. She's a queen. Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I need her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night that I seen her eyes.
You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with Sports, Chat, and more.
Hey, good evening, good evening. Back again. We're back again. Another Monday evening, man. We're having a great time. Times are flying by, man, because every Monday it seemed like, wow, it's Monday already. I'm happy to be on. Waiting for, of course, our super co-host, D. Dixon, will be in shortly. And then at 8:30, we'll have our youth sports enthusiasts in the youth sports department, is Coach Tanya. I think we have scheduled at 9:15, I want to say 9:15 or 9:10, we'll have Dr. Rhoda Arendelle. She is actually the Caribbean czar. So hopefully we can get on. I'm trying to see if I can get my guy Tony Houghton on as well. I know he's going on a journey to play baseball. Professional baseball, and he is actually my partner in business on the D Savage Academy, and I just wanted to I think he's leaving tomorrow. He's leaving Wednesday evening. Wednesday, I don't know if it's evening or not, but he's leaving Wednesday. We want to give him a farewell. Want to wish him good luck, and I know you guys would want to wish him a good luck as well. So, you know, it's one of those things where we're just trying to make sure that everybody get in touch, everybody get informed of what's going on. We actually are going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. I actually can't wait because I have Dixon come on. I know where I stand with the finish, the 100-meter finish, but I want to hear Dixon's opinion on that finish with the U.S. and the Jamaica. We're watching we're gonna talk about the basketball, men and women basketball. We're also gonna try to talk a little bit about everything else that's going on in the Olympics. But one of the things that I want to talk to Dixon about is that photo finish with the 100 sprinter. We also want to congratulate St. Lucia for their goal in 100-meter track in the Olympic as well. You know, we would love to see all the Caribbean islands participate in the Olympics. You know, you got Jamaica, St. Lucia. We have so many different Caribbean islands that's there. But there's a lot of islands also that can't, and the reason they can't. I think I'm going to talk to, if we get a chance to have Ms. Rhoda Arendelle, we're going to explain to a lot of people why they cannot participate in the Olympic. And I don't think it's fair that they cannot participate in the Olympic because everybody wants to be known throughout the world for what they have to offer athletically you know, and go from there. But I just don't like the fact that some islands can and some islands cannot. You know, you have like St. Kitts and Nevis can go, Dominica can go, Jamaica can go, St. Vincent, we just saw, St. Lucia, I mean, I think St. Vincent, I'm not sure, but St. Lucia. I mean, all these islands have an opportunity to blast and go where they have to go on in the Caribbean, I mean, in the world stage and see themselves out there. And everybody's proud of their island, you know. So we would like to see all the islands, whether you win or you lose, man, we would like to see all the islands represent themselves in the Olympic. The Olympic is world. So you got islands, so many islands, even on the French or the Dutch side, cannot even represent their island. And if they get a chance to represent their island, if they have a super athlete that is good enough to do anything at all in any Olympic, they have to represent France or they have to represent the Dutch, Holland. And I don't think it's fair for that to happen. But I'm gonna bring that to our Caribbean czar, or if she have come, because I'm not sure. I didn't get the, to be honest with you, I was a little busy today. I didn't get the memo. I'm actually reading and trying to go through to see who's going to be in, who's not. So I'm trying to figure out if she's going to be in. I think that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. I just got the memo that she will be in. We're going to try to get her in here at least 9:15. I'm going to ask my engineer to try to get her in here at 9:05. I think if we get her here at 9:05, I think we can get a lot, because the questions we have to ask her, our show is over at 9:30, and if I get her in here at 9:15, I don't think 15 minutes will be enough to explain how we can fix what we should do to fix and have all each island represent themselves on the world stage. So we're going to wait, let's say about 8:10, we're going to have Dixon going to come roll in. You know, hey, we got him on a short leash. We have a conversation with the HR to talk to him. He never show up on time. So that's one thing. I think, you know, HR is on him, and we're trying to get him to come in here early, but he's never early. So he said that's his MO. He has to come in late. He's a late show, a late bloomer. So we're trying to make sure we get that going. We're trying to make sure that everything we do, man, and this show, we're trying to evolve the show and grow the show some more. And I don't know if things go the way go. I have a conversation, maybe we add another 30 minutes to it. Not sure what's going on. I know we're gonna ask Dr. Arundel about there's a political elections coming up on the island of St. Martin. I think it's August 19th, is this month, not too far from now. And I want her to, I know she's also running in the election. I think she's been a pioneer on this same Olympian, not saying that's what she's dealing with. She's dealing with independence for the island, but I'm saying she would answer this question because she's been working so long on trying to get independence on the island. I think she will understand the pain that a lot of athletes will feel, or the joy that they will feel, the pain they're feeling now and the joy she thinks they will be if they have a chance to represent their island, no matter how big or how small. That's what the world stage is for. It's for you to represent athletically your island. We're going to actually give you some of the score. I think Dixon, when he comes in, he's going to give us the MLB scores. He usually come and give us MLB scores. We talk about that. Talk a little bit about again, the Olympics. And my topic to this evening with Dixon is the photo finish in the Olympics 100-meter race. So tonight we're going to have a conversation. We have Coach Tanya going to be in about 8:30. Talk about the youth sports, and she's going to talk a lot about youth sports. We're trying to evolve this whole, you know, we know this is a Caribbean radio show, so we're trying to hit every Caribbean. What I'm looking for is either somebody, I don't know what to say, somebody going to have to either be that person or they have to teach me how to do this person. See, I grew up on the Caribbean island, St. Martin, and I was born in St. Kitts, and my brothers, my father, they all cricket people. And I'm trying to find out how to score. I used to be able to do and show you how to score cricket, the overs, the runs, the outs. I can't do that. I don't know how to do it anymore. It's been so long that I've not been around cricket. Before we even get into cricket, there's a young kid from St. Martin. I think he was either born in Anguilla or whatever, was raised. This guy was born in St. Martin, raised in St. Martin. Casey, I can't remember the last name of him, but he actually got selected in the top 15 or 16 to make the West Indies team for cricket. And again, this is a big thing. It's almost like a player going to the major leagues in baseball. This is the major league cricket. And he was elected to try out, and if he makes the top 11, he will be on the West Indies. And I think Ms. Rhoda Arendelle will be able to give me his last name. I know his first name is Casey Carty. I think it's Casey Carty. Congratulations to him again from St. Martin, man, and congratulations to the West Indies cricket. Again, somebody please help me out. Either give me a call, 661-467-247. Teach us how to score cricket. I used to be able to do it. If somebody enlightened me in how it's supposed to be scored and how it's supposed to be done, we would like to involve all sports. I don't know, growing up again in the Caribbean island, the British Caribbean island era, it was netball. I don't know how to score netball. We're working on trying to get that done. If I could, I would. But one of my main things is trying to get to relearn how to score the cricket. You know, how many overs, how many runs, all the stuff. So help us out. Myself, Dixon is from Jamaica. And so he, he's from Jamaica. He don't know how to score cricket. I haven't asked him, but I don't think Dixon know how to score cricket. If he does, he'll have to show me and teach me. But I don't think he know how to score cricket either. So it will be him and I learning the cricket scores, because I pull those cricket scores up, but I'm so afraid to even say what it is because I have no clue. Now, you baseball, I can dissect baseball from the top and bottom. Basketball, at least I know what to talk about basketball. Football, I know a little bit to talk about football. But when it comes around cricket, my own hometown sport, I forgot how to score it. So anybody out there that know how to score cricket, want to do it, or want to teach us how to do it, give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. I'll gladly take my pencil and pad up and learn how to score cricket. Even if this person who called wants to do the cricket scores, West Indies, the India, the Pakistan, and all that different scores that we get for cricket, hey, if you want to do it, then you'll be part of our program. And we do a 5 minutes cricket score. And if you know any other sports that in the Caribbean realm that you score, because so I'll be the first to tell you. I've been trying to study it, and I've watched it. I try to relearn and try to make sure I understand it, but I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm hoping that somebody can help us out, because I'm almost certain that Dixon doesn't know how to score cricket either. So if he's listening on the way in here, I want him to either let me know if he knows it or he doesn't. But again, his hands going to be full tonight, because him and I are going to debate the Olympics. We're going to debate a whole lot of other stuff. He's going to have all the scores for baseball. So what happened is if I get to learn the cricket shoot, I can have these cricket scores and everything going on before Dixon come in and give us the other scores of all the sports. But I'm glad you guys are here, man. Again, if you guys want to listen, you can listen in at CRS Radio, Sports Chat, and more. Go on Facebook and go to CRS Radio, Sports Chat, and more. And you can actually get all your information, man. And if you want to just leave messages there and actually want to be part of our show, you leave your email address, and we would actually send a link every Monday, send the links so you can listen in. The good thing is about the link is that when you listen, if you want to listen before the show, you may not get on. You have to listen at exactly when the show starts from 8 until 9:30. If you log in like maybe 7:55 or something like that, you may not get on us. But if you join our email, man, just go on Facebook and send us a message. Leave us your email address, and we would we'll make sure every Monday we send a link. So all you have to do is on your computer or even on your phone, you can just hit the link and listen to the show. And if you want to call in, you can give us a call. Like I said, 661-467-2407, and you give us a call there, and we will let you ask questions, say what you have to say. But if you simply want to listen, we can actually send you this link. After the show is over, we can actually also, even if you're not going to listen to the link and you miss it, it's also on Amazon Radio, or Amazon Music, I should say. We can actually still send you that same, the Amazon Music link, so you can listen to the show after everything like that, Tuesday, Wednesday, or any day of the week that you feel like you want to be a part of the CRS Radio Sports Chat and More. We call it Sports Chat and More because that's what we do. I mean, we're not here just only to talk about the professional athletes and talk with the professional athletes. We talk to everybody, man. If you have a if you're a person that just starting a business or running a small business and you want to call and talk about your business, we do that. It doesn't have to be sports. That's why we call it and more. So you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and you bring up whatever you want to bring up, and we are there to give you that open field, so you can, that platform, so you can talk about your business. And you can also, once you know where you email us, and or you go to Facebook and go to Sports Chat and More, CRS Radio Sports Chat and More, we can actually send you the Amazon Music link, and you can send it to your friends and your customers, just so you can, you know, they can know that you've been on our show and you're promoting your business and stuff like that. So we just want to make sure that we have everything in order and help everybody from one island to the other. I mean, we got people from all over the world, Europe, Africa, would always hit us up and say, hey, we're listening, or hey, send me your link. And sometimes they just listen to the link. So we trying to make sure we touch everybody and give everybody a little something. Sometimes there is topics that you want to talk about, or you want to hear, or you want to join in. Email us. Like I said, go to on Facebook, CRS Radio Sports Chat, and say, hey, this is why aren't you guys talking about this topic? What, bring this up? I want to talk about this, and we have to do our research first before we bring, you know, any topic you bring up. We have to make sure our homework is taken care of before we start talking about what's going on. So those are some of the things that we are trying to do here in CRS Radio. It's good that when everything is over, Amazon Music pick it up, and they actually will have it ready for us, so we can send that link out. So our supporters, our listeners, or the people who love us, they would always go and listen to it. So, you know, I sent a message out earlier for Tony Holton. I'm not, he's probably busy to get on the radio with us here and talk a little bit about his journey to Portland, Oregon. He's part of the Savage Academy with myself, and we work with these kids. But one of the good things, I'm glad that, just, you know, hopefully these kids will see that, you know, he's telling them what they need to get to the next level, but he's actually in that next level and doing what he tell him to do. Like today, I know he was in the cage working. He has to leave on Wednesday, and again, we at the Savage Academy and here on CRS Sports Chat and More, wish him all the luck. This is just a beginning of his journey. He's trying to get to the point where he get to the highest level in the land, and I think he got the talent to do it. I've seen him play. I've seen him hit. I've seen him work. So I think I know, given the opportunity, he will be that guy to make it happen. So, you know, we here again, give us a call at 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Coach Tanya will be in. We're waiting on my super co-host. I always call him my super co-host, D.D. Dixon. Back in the day, they used to call him Speedy D.D. Dixon. That was his nickname on in the baseball realm. But we'll be back. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up this program a little bit and set it up a little bit. My computer, the system here is working a little slow. I got a little song that I like. I think I'm going to play it here for you, and then, you know, we'll get back to it. I think this is what we open up with. I love this song, and I'm going to go and play it. I'm not, you know, I may not even finish the whole song. If once Dixon walk in the room, we may end up cutting the music off and get ready to go, because we don't want to waste a lot of time and play the music. We just want to do a lot of talking. So we're going to play a little bit of music. And Ron, at the end of the music, we will be back and we'll talk. In the door, man, because I was playing that song. That song was for you today, man.
Oh man, I was gonna say I need to get my own. You need to get my own, make my own song up, man. You gotta get me a song.
I just told him that I had HR putting that paperwork together, man, because you know we're trying to get you here in time. You're never on time, so I'm snitching on you to HR. Let HR know that you're not on time, man. You know, so I'm working on that.
Yeah, but you gotta get me a theme song, so now I get more pumped up. Like Rhoda got a theme song, now Coach T got a theme song. Everybody got a theme song besides me, man.
I'm gonna find you one. I gotta find a good one for you, though.
You might have to go back to the archive and get the ones that documented back in the day.
I gotta find a real old school one for you, man.
Yeah. So, you know, the weather's bad at my side of town, man.
I know you was talking to you earlier. You said that tornado watch and all that stuff. So what's going on down there?
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that before you start.
Yeah. You had to go through the storm. I guess it's, what's it called, hurricane or tornado. What's her name? They gave her a name. I think it's really something, you know, they give all these girls names for all these storms. Always get a lady name. But there's like 50 homes, I think, out of without power. Power's gone. I see some RVs turned upside down. People in the trailer RV mobile home parks. I saw some on the news. They were turning over. I mean, trees blew down, some place like that. So we're fortunate that I just got a lot of wind and a lot of trees moving in my yard and stuff like that. But some flooding in certain areas in Orlando got flooded. There's a lot of rain. Even today, rain as well. So all day today. So you know, it's a rough day getting out to even get to the studio because it was raining so much. That's why I was late.
Did this start like all morning, or is it just something that started this afternoon?
I started yesterday because they said it was coming in off the coast. It's going to go up to Georgia, some parts of Georgia. They said it was going to leave here. It started yesterday, so we had, you know, rain last night. They had an alert. The governor already had put out an alert. They had sandbags yesterday. People were getting sandbags stuff for the rain and the flooding, so those things were in effect, you know. But yeah, I mean, it was rough. Like I said, hopefully tomorrow it'll be okay. Things will be dried up and the sun will be up or whatever. Hopefully another day to get back grinding, because everybody pretty much was shut down. A lot of stuff was shut down and people just taking it easy, staying in the house and stuff like that. So,
any flooding in the roads? Any flooding in the roads and anything yet?
Yeah, well, some of the areas in Orlando, they showed on the news, water was up to where the car door opens up. You know, a lot of some people's like stuff like that, which they've been getting that every time it rains now. Certain these complexes been getting a lot of rain, rain where the cars are getting flooding and like that. So, like I said, they've been putting these trying to put these sandbags out. They asked some folks to evacuate. Saturday. They told them to evacuate their area because they're already in the low flood zone. So they told people to evacuate. Some people wouldn't stay, you know, different places, stuff like that. But hopefully it's over now. Hopefully it's behind us and it's headed your way, maybe. So what they say.
Right. What the water look like, what's the water look like, level look like in your area?
Well, like I said, I stayed in all day today, man. I just looked out the window here. I mean, I just heard a lot of rain on the window and on the yard. I looked outside a couple of times. It was coming down, so I didn't take a chance to even try to go anywhere to try to do. You know, normally I don't stay in, but today I said, man, I'm not gonna fight the report. I said, there's no reason for me to go anywhere today. Nothing to do. It's a Monday. I'm gonna lay low and chill out. So I did that. I watched some Olympics though. I did get a lot of that because the last couple days I was able to watch sports that we normally don't watch on the regular scale. You know, I did some swimming, sand volleyball, watched some of those, men volleyball, which we'll go over that later on. So I did watch some sports. I watched the swimming the last stuff, but I really liked that girl, Ledecky, man. Her and I think it's Welch, guy named Dressel. I mean, I watched them. Like I said, there's two sisters on the swimming team. But they got in the pole vault today, man. I got lost into the pole vault. The guy in Sweden, he set a new record on the pole vault. He went up, 6.20. I mean, I watched that. The pole vault was kind of really interesting today. So I was able to watch some sports that normally we don't watch on the mainstream because everybody just thinks of the big sports, you know. So I was able to watch some other sports today, which is really interesting, really good. But
I couldn't wait that you got on because I really want to ask you a question. What do you think
about track and field?
The photo finish on that track and field, the 100.
I mean, I've seen a little thing on the phone, but like I said, as a track guy, you know that's the requirement. Your body, upper part of the body, got to come across the line. So, I mean, I don't think that's nothing new. So I think maybe either just that the guy was running so fast and his foot was there, but his body wasn't, his chest didn't come up because, I mean, in a bang like that, I guess if he would have leaned a little forward, he would have probably won it easily because his foot was like half a foot over the line already before old boy's chest touched the ropes, The guy, yeah. So I mean, it's the rules of the rule, like you said. I mean, his foot's there, but I guess it goes according to the upper. That's how it's been for years. I guess that your chest,
yeah, you
hit
the
rhythm,
and
that's what counts. Yeah, all you gotta do is you gotta beat his butt back in the relay. That's all you gotta try to get him back. Which like I said, Jamaica girls, they're in trouble. Nobody's healthy. Then they got a lot of backup girls. But so, I mean, I really wanted to call you so I can enjoy Saturday's meet when the girl from St. Lucia.
Oh my God, that girl! Ooh. Oh, she was flying.
Yes, she was with a serious attitude. She was at She came to play. She was game ready.
She was game ready.
She was flying with a unit. She flew today too in the 200. She was in 200 today. She flew through the 200 and came 19 point something under, she was 21 and changed under the 22, which a lot of girls doing 22. But her and Gabby Thomas and another girl, it's going to be a good 200 finals when they do the 200. It's going to be good, because they got three girls from USA in the finals, and this girl and the other girl from Britain. So it's going to be a real good meet. I'm looking forward to watching that. Plus, looking forward to see the men's relay and the men's farm for 200. A couple good guys. Knighton had a under 20 time. So it's going to be good, man. They got some good guys. For the USA, it's going to be in 200. It's going to be a nice race. But like I said, with the world, the girl Richardson, I like that she bounced back over the last 3 years. You know, as they got on about the marijuana,
yes.
She bounced back and she,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
But this girl came because they had all stuff to give her the gold. And they, she's getting the gold because the Jamaican girl was out. So she already did. The other girl from Tia Smith was out. And then the other Jackson, Sharika Jackson, was out. So, it was like, okay, she was all ready to get the goal. But this girl came out of nowhere. The girl beat in the semifinals with ease, and then she beat in the finals with ease. So it was like,
yeah. The thing is that they didn't expect St. Lucia to come through like that. You know, you can't, you, you can't, But listen to one of the things that she said, the lady, the girl from St. Lucia said, that for 2 years she actually was training in Jamaica.
For a couple of months, something like that.
She gave Jamaica the props. She goes, listen, man, I've been working in Jamaica for 2 years on this, and I know the confident level I have working in Jamaica is what gave me this opportunity. You know, so you got, she gave props to Jamaica.
Yeah, she runs the University of she's been in the world, but I mean, it's like she was under the radar because I know she'd been in like the European, you know, other games where, but I mean, nobody ever mentioned her before. It's not like she just woke up today and started running fast today. I mean, they didn't ever give her no respect to another because I mean, she's been in the States on you, and then she's been in other world competition, but it's like nobody ever talked about it. Then all of a sudden, she just popped on the scene and just shocked everybody. I'm like, damn, that was good to meet.
Well, hold on a second. Let me see. Your buddy just stepped in. So let me see what's going on here. Hold on 1 minute. Coach Steve, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. D, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Coach, what's up? Just hanging in there. Just going on some little Olympics chit-chat, over some Olympics chit-chat.
Yeah, I hear it. Sounds good.
I was going to say that
Dixon said he stay inside because, you know, sugar melt in the water, so he was raining. He had to
stay. I heard him, Steve. I heard him.
Yeah, okay, y'all go ahead and make jokes. No, you know what I'm saying? Today's one of the days where you just want to just relax and chill in the crib, Coach. Just want to chill in the crib. And just no need to go nowhere, so I just chill in the crib today. But, we get a lot of flack, a lot of hype. Simone, they've been on her. Everything she do, she pee, they on her take. She put a T-shirt on. They're on a case. The girl made a joke about Trump. About she said this is her black job. She won a couple goals, you know. So, and then one stupid person that I was reading, Coach Steve's like, her husband is there to support her. You know, he's there in the support.
Right.
So apparently, she puts her gold chain, her gold medal. And it's, you know, his neck. People talking about, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, why are people so stupid? I mean, duh.
Yeah.
It's like,
they make
it's not her. They got nothing doing it. Give it back, bro. It's not your show. I'm like, people, I don't know, man. It must be some Caucasian people. I don't know. I just don't understand.
It's funny how other people always mind. There's some small stuff. They always make a big deal out of small stuff. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got mad at her because she made a remark by one of her old teammates because, you know, something like that, and then the girl blocked her. So it's like at this stage in her life, the girl's suffering her emotional stuff, her disease, and winning gold with a bad ankle and, you know, talking about this and that. And she's doing her thing. But it's like you say, you know, like LeBron, it's like, you gotta be. People want you to not say certain things because if you say certain things, you figure they might, you know, they're gonna look at you in a different light. Because I mean, he made a comment, you know, sticking up for her, you know, because you know, like I said, politically, he tried to stay, you know, sometimes try to stay out of political stuff because he's like, you know, you don't want people looking at him the wrong way to say certain things. But he makes his comments here and there.
Sometimes you can take as much, man. If you're human, you're human. You can't let people determine or predict how you should live your life or what you should say. You know, you should say what you have to say. Like my mother used to tell me, you know, ask for forgiveness, not for permission. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you can't let people tell you what to say. Say what you got to say, and if somebody get offended, say sorry. You know.
That's it.
Coach Steve, what you got on your mind today, man? What's going on with you today? What you got going on?
Oh, it's again, kind of like D watching the storm. We've had rain every day here, and then it comes and goes. But, you know, I've been kind of following the trend of the new sports coming in. I've noticed a lot of high schools here in Georgia is picking up pickleball. And I'm like, okay, so, what are we doing? You know, a couple of years, I guess couple of years now they've had flag football. So flag football is blowing up big time, and then now there's pickleball. And there's they have a pickleball center that's here in Atlanta that, from what I understand, is like booming. You know, everybody is going there. Everybody is kind of migrating to this pickleball thing. So and a lot of the kids in school is requesting it. They want a pickleball team. They want a flag football team. And some of the flag football, the girls are looking so good that, you know, the coaches want to recruit them to come play on the guys' team, you know. it's an interesting thing that's trending right now.
It's Sonya, some of these girls, man, they can make these boys look bad on the field. I'm not kidding you. They're letting it happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's an Olympics coming up in 28. So, I mean, it's an Olympics coming up, and then also NFL endorsed it. So, I mean, it's really taking off.
Yeah, because they got three or three basketball now in the Olympics. So I wouldn't see why flag football wouldn't be an Olympic sport in 4 years.
No, right. They got in there. Yep. They put in there for 28, but the NFL has endorsed them. They've been starting to do the ads for it and start putting tickets. It's going to be in L.A. Next month is in L.A., and they already started working on the flag football, stuff like that. And so they're already getting it ready. That's going to be a big thing. Yeah.
They're going to have a dream. The U.S. girls flag is going to be like a dream team in the next 4 years. Watch. Ain't nobody going to beat these girls.
Yep. And that's the thing. A lot of them are, you know, a lot of girls are requesting the team at their schools. Some schools are like, you know, no, we're not on that yet. You know, that's not something that they're picking up. But there's a lot of the schools that are requesting it. And because they are requesting it, there's some girls have even transferred school as we start the new school year here in Atlanta. A lot of them have transferred schools because they want to be able to play the game.
Coach T, it's still the same. I know a couple years ago, the Atlanta Falcons was endorsing some of these high school flag football teams about 2 years ago. I know they was like had some tournaments inside the arena, inside the Atlanta Dome, like they had the finals, I think, 3 years ago, something like that they was having. So I think the Falcons were supporting it pretty good, and some of the NFL was giving out. I think our team, Discovery and Metacritic, they had a football team a couple years ago, and they, you know, they also Berkmore, and they're getting a lot of exposure when they start flag football things. Like you said, it's starting to blow up.
Yeah, it's blowing up big time, and it's great because a lot of the girls, you know, kind of shied away from basketball because, you know, with basketball, it's kind of like, yeah, I want to play, but no, I can't play. But I'm an athlete. I'm still athletic. I want to play. Some of them kind of, you know, lean towards soccer. So you still got that soccer crew, but, you know, soccer is one of those sports, you know, you either got it or you don't. And so some of the teams tend to be, you know, not as good as others. So the girls like, I want to play on the sorry team. So now what do? So now with the pickleball and the flag football, and most of the flag football teams are pretty good. They are winning. Even at some of the, you know, having better records than, again, some of the boys' football teams. So when you're looking at it like that, it's really making people say, hey, this is not a joke here. I mean, from what I understand, there's been girls that have received offers for football, for flag football at the game. You know, they got recruiters coming to the games, and they're giving them an offer to come to college and play for them.
I was going to ask you that question. You just took it. Do they have flag football in college?
Yes. Some. Again, it's trending. So everybody know. But yes, from what I understand, it's trending. Like D just said, a lot of the, you know, NFL is picking it up. A lot of teams like the Falcons and others are paying attention, you know, endorsing the sport. So I think, you know, again, in a couple of years, you're going to see the conversation will be totally different. You know, wait till we get to that next Olympic stage, and you're going to have a totally different conversation when it comes to flag football.
Yeah, it's surprising me. A lot of USA sports are starting to turn up. The soccer team, they're doing good. I think they're in the semifinals or the quarterfinals. They're doing good at a tiebreaker. They had a buzzer beater the other night. They won a game. Then, like I said, volleyball, the guys volleyball played Brazil today for the quarter. I don't know if I'm going to score that, but they was in a one-match piece. So, I mean, it's like I said, a lot of things are not in. Stuff that you didn't expect the USA to be good in, they're starting to do good. And they got a polo. The polo team is doing good. The cycling team. So, I mean, they got some sports that we're leading right now in the total medal count. We got 78. And we're right behind China for the gold. We got 20 golds. China got 21. So we're doing. We got 78 total gold medals. So we're kicking butts, or they're kicking butts, really. I can't say the USA. My country's hurting. My team's hurting this year. Everybody's hurt. Coach T, everybody in Jamaica's hurt.
Yeah.
This year. I don't know what to do.
Everybody hurt this year.
But wait, the thing is, St. Martin can't go to the Olympics, right? But
why?
I have Dr. Rhoda Arendelle going to come on, and that's one of the questions I want to ask her. We all know why. I know why. You know why. But I want her to explain the why and how they can start doing it, you know? So I'm gonna reserve that question for her. And a lot of things too. What a lot of people go into St. Martin and they feed these guys about. I want this program. I want to get you in the Olympics. And these kids buy it. The people buy it, but not knowing that St. Martin can't even participate in Olympics because they're not independent. You know. So if you have an athlete, a super athlete that's going to represent anywhere at all, if they pick that athlete, they have to represent the Netherlands. Or if you have a super athlete on the French side, they have to represent France. You know, so that's colonialism is what's stopping St. Martin. Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis, all those islands are independent. Dominica, they're independent. They can represent themselves and put themselves on the world market. But there's a lot of islands like the Curacao, I think Aruba can, I'm not sure, but Curacao, Aruba, those places, they can't even go to the Olympics, you know. So, but I said Dr. Arendelle is gonna go through that because that's a question that I want to ask when she get here at 9:05.
Aruba is it? Okay, I just said Aruba's on the list.
You see,
Antigua,
yeah, Aruba.
And Barbuda. Yeah, Aruba, Antigua's on this too.
Can they play?
Yeah.
You think Antigua can represent?
Antigua and Barbuda?
Antigua and Barbuda, yeah.
Yeah, they're together. Okay, so I mean, like I said, there's some countries on it I've never even seen before. So, I mean, that's what I was wondering. I was like, was making a joke, but I figured they could go on to, would they go to the Dutch or the French?
Island of Tortola, I don't know if they can, I don't know if they're independent. You know, the Grenadines,
Isn't Tortola on the Virgin Islands or no?
Tortola is
the
British
part
Virgin
Islands. Island.
It's the British Virgin Islands. So it's the British Virgin Islands. It's not under the American flag. I'm not sure if it's independent or it's under the British flag. That's why I know, but it's a British Virgin Island. U.S. Virgin Islands is St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. John's. You know?
But Tortuga, I think somewhere they could go out, because I think when we was in Virgin Islands before, they played a tournament. I think they invited to like one. So it's somewhere off that island, right? Not that far from St. John's, right? Isn't Sam in the water? Sam Aaron in the water is a different total area.
I don't know. I know they have a place called Virgin Garda too, but I'm not sure if Virgin Garda fall on the British or French. I think it's British as well. But St. John, St. Thomas, and St. Croix is those three islands. So if you off of St. Thomas and St. Croix, it's probably St. John's.
So I think Tortuga's the island you could get to St. John's on the boat or something like that. They were saying before.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken, but
I think you're right.
They got Grenada in here. They got Egypt. So I was just wondering, you know, there's a lot of different little countries in here. You'd be surprised. I'm like, man.
Some of those islands only carry one person because that's all they had. I don't care if you carry half a person. You know what I'm saying? At least they represent their island. You know, that's why you got people like Jamaica where they invest for years on track and field because they know we may not be able to knock you off in this and this and that, but we got some people that can run. We're gonna teach them how to run. Now Jamaica is the mecca of track and field.
But what happens now? Okay, I mean, you know, like Coach T, these people don't realize. I know it costs funds to go, like you said, if it's just one or two or ten guys. I mean, if the country, so they got to raise, the Olympic Association has you know, money according to, you know, your size, your Olympic pro. But I'm saying that costs money to send somebody for 2 weeks or 11, 12 days to a country, fly them there. And
exactly.
I don't know what the Olympic, yeah, I don't know what the Olympic pays for, but I'm quite sure they got to pay for something that, you know, the country has to come up with funds to send.
It's number one, it's worth it, right? Number two, that's where your business community comes in to sponsor these athletes. Uh-huh. You know, the government don't have to do it all. The business community can sponsor. Maybe one, two businesses can say, we'll pay for a week for them to stay in a hotel. Another one may say, we'll pay for the food. Another one may say, we'll pay for the airline ticket. But, you know, they're all amateur athletes, so they have to be taken care of somehow. You know, so your sponsor,
right.
Your businesses will sponsor. The sponsors. So that's the whole thing about you got to provide. So if it's one player, two player, three players, the committee, there's no committee. If there was a committee, then they would have to take care of every move that's made for these athletes because they are considered amateur athletes. Only now you could see like the U.S. Like it's funny because I think in China, I think if they win a gold medal, it's $380,000 or something like that. And in the U.S., it's only $60,000. Still, the U.S.
Well,
is not paying that.
They get money back for the gold medal.
Oh, you get gold medal, you win that. You winning money. You getting money. You get award from the country you represent.
From the country. So that's what somebody was asking. Dude. So what happens? Do you got to give your? Do you turn your medal in when you come back to the States?
Oh, you don't
get a replica
of the
medal.
The medal is even you got the medal, the gold medal. It's a U.S.
Yeah.
In other words, it's U.S. or it's Jamaica or it's St. Lucia. So your name is attached with that. The medal is attached. The medal really doesn't attach really to the athlete. It attached to the country that you represent.
Right.
You know?
To the
so that's
and
what I'm talking about. So do you turn the medal in when you get back? So do
they make a replica of it? You know, they make a replica of it. They may even, I don't even know, I've never been there, so maybe they even give them two, a replica to take back to their country. So you get
well,
one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering when you take it back to USA, do the USA takes the actual gold medal and then they give you like a replica? Because somebody was saying that the medals go somewhere. I don't know if the committee, I don't know if it goes to a museum or just come.
I got to
research. That's what I was wondering. I never knew. I just was curious. I wonder what happens with, you know, with these medals. Do they give the kids the medal or do they make a replica?
I
so that's something
I
we need
to. I think they keep the medal and do a replica of it. That's what I think. Because you remember when Muhammad Ali, they were talking to Muhammad Ali, and Muhammad Ali was something about he got upset and he tossed his medal in the river or a lake or something like that. So they kept the medal, you know.
When
but,
he wanted
but
to go,
you
go to the service.
Say
that
again?
So that's, I think when he wanted to go back to the service, right? When he wanted to go fight us, when he said he wasn't going to go fight no war. I think he threw his medal, right? Something what? Yeah, when they want to change his name and go fight or something like that. But yeah,
right.
Japan. I mean, they probably get money. I mean, wow. So China. It's right now China, United States, and Australia, and France. France is doing good. So I mean,
usually the host always do well. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not gonna say, but they really usually get the best of the best. I don't know if you noticed. You remember the guy, the French soccer player, Henri. He's coaching the French team, soccer. Young guy.
Oh yeah.
He retired from soccer in France. I think he came to the U.S. to play a couple of years in the U.S. But he's a coach for the soccer team. But to go back to that, I'm gonna see if Dr. Oda can come on. If she comes on. We can go right into asking her to get to talk more about the reasoning behind the Olympics. So, Doc, I know you usually listen to the show before you come on. If you are available, give us a call and we'll bring you in because this is a topic that I think a lot of Caribbean people want to know why some people's islands can and some islands can't. So, you know, it's kind of like. You know, so you guys listen to CRS Radio program, CRS Radio with Sports Chat and more with myself, Raphael Skeet, Coach Tanya, and super co-host who's never on time, D. Dixon.
Coach T, he likes throwing that in. I'm surprised him one day be on time like 5 minutes early.
Right?
<for preparation.
laughs> Hey, well, hold on. I think we can get that conversation. Hey, welcome in the studio, Dr. Rhoda. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good evening. How's everyone? I've been listening, enjoying the program as always.
Hey,
good
Mr.
evening,
Rhoda, what's up?
Listeners.
How you doing,
I'm good. How you doing?
Ms. Rhoda, before you start, I want to introduce you to our youth sports coordinator, Ms. Tanya. Tanya, this is Dr. Rhoda Arendelle.
How you doing? Yeah,
good. I'm great, thanks. Good to meet you.
You as
nice
well.
Nice to hear you. Awesome.
Myself, Dixon brought it up, and I had it before. I wanted to ask you this question before Dixon even brought it up. I'm glad he brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little bit, the floor is yours, and we're going to ask you some questions after you explain. Why is it that some islands cannot participate in the Olympics?
Okay. For the most part, and at this moment, it is primarily islands that are sovereign states, right? So they must be independent. And that's for the most part, right? And so those that are still part of the colonial structure, like you mentioned, I think it was Tortola that you mentioned earlier. I'm not sure, but I think that's the one you mentioned. Like they can't because they're still part of the so-called British Virgin Islands, so they're part of that constellation under the UK. So you will see their runners like Anguilla and some of these others that they will run for the UK, right? They will run for Britain under the British flag. But other spaces like Antigua that you mentioned, Antigua and Barbuda, they are a sovereign state, right? So they're independent sovereign states. So they can do that. Now, in St. Martin, this is where the Dutch colonial structure is very deceptive, because when the United Nations insisted that the decolonization process be completed for the region, some of these colonial holding countries, United States, the Netherlands, France, etc., they changed the status of their colonial territories. And so you had United States making, you know, provisions for the U.S. Virgin Islands to be part of the U.S., but they're not really independent. And then what the Dutch did, they created the Netherlands Antilles, right? And the Netherlands Antilles would have been these six territories where St. Martin is part of. But St. Martin is also part of the French Republic. And what St. Martin as an island has two separate statuses within this colonial structure. So in one part, after the dissolution of the Netherlands Antilles in 2010, because Aruba left the constellation before 2010. And Curaçao and St. Martin tried to become members of the Olympic Committee like Aruba was, because Aruba left the constellation in 1986. And they were admitted because the Dutch had convinced the Olympic Committee and other organizations that they no longer have colonies in the world and that Aruba was no longer a colony. And so Aruba, having left in 1986, was admitted into the Olympic Committee. And then at some point in the process, someone realized that what St. Martin and Curaçao, which is would have been the same status as Aruba, but they somehow recognize that it is not a sovereign state, it is not an independent country, and so they made a ruling at the Olympic level that said only sovereign states. So you couldn't use the word colony anymore because it's such an ambiguous term, and people misconstrue the interpretation. So it had to be, you must be a sovereign state, and St. Martin is not a sovereign state, and Curaçao is not a sovereign state. So our athletes, if they do want to compete, would have to compete either under the Aruban flag or the Netherlands flag or the Olympic flag, which is an option for some countries.
Or the French flag.
Okay.
What other French flag? Well, most of our if you have athletes like Martinique and Guadeloupe, they usually compete under the French flag. And St. Martin, okay. The French part, would be in that same category. Yeah, crazy. Okay. But that's the reality. And which is interesting because Puerto Rico is there as a separate entity outside of USA.
Yes.
And Puerto Rico is technically a colony. But the way it was constructed and construed, Puerto Rico was allowed to get in. Aruba was allowed to get in. And I think at some point the Olympic folks were realizing, hey, this is neither fish nor fowl, and it has to be clear. And they made that ruling, but it was too, you know, it was already too late for islands like St. Martin and Curacao.
Yeah, I was telling Skeet, I seen, like I said, to Dominica, I mean, a couple of...
Yeah, Dominica Sovereign, right.
Yeah, you know, St. Lucia's in there. Some little small islands are in there. We just, I was curious, I said, where's St. Martin? But like I said, now you explained to me, they could go under the Netherlands flag or they could go under the French flag. So they now how does that work? Is you have to get recognized, and somebody from the France will say, oh, this little guy in St. Martin, let's add him to our team. How would they get recognized even
have
a chance
to
be under
them? Let's say, like we have, I think it was football players that are now trying out for the national team in the Netherlands, et cetera. And you have that with the French territories as well. And everything, and especially in the French territories, everything is centralized in Paris. So you have to be, like you said, once you're recognized locally and you're picked up by maybe a scout or someone who's aware or part of these federations, if you're a member of these federations, you're seen and you're acknowledged, et cetera, you may be able, or when they call you up to try out, you may be able, you know, to have a showing, but you couldn't do it on your own.
But
for now, for now.
You have to represent the French or the Dutch flag. You can't represent your, not even take it in the pocket. Not even on your sleeve. Not even wear a shirt with your flag on your sleeve saying,
yeah, you can't put
that.
Right.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah.
It's interesting because the conversation here, because even locally, a lot of people don't understand it. They're like, oh, you know, I want to make a comment about that St. Lucia girl. Like, you know, she's not picked up in the French and like, let's say the American media, et cetera, because, you know, Americans focus on Americans. But in the Caribbean, she's like a star. I mean, you know, she's a big name. You know, when I was in St. Lucia in June, that was a big deal, you know, and I hadn't heard of her in the same way, like to pay attention to her. That's like a big deal in the Caribbean. She's been a big deal at home.
I didn't know that.
You know,
yeah, that's what I was telling you. I didn't. It's like she's under the radar.
Caribbean news.
Yeah.
You get American.
Yeah, I never heard of her before the Olympics. But she was.
Yeah.
It was good that happened because now she became a sensation, you know. Now she
to America, right? To the Caribbean, she's been
there
for a while.
So
she won the world championships, right? And when I was in St. Lucia, this year when I was there in June, the week after I left, they were having a whole national parade. You know, she arrived, and they put her in the back of a truck and drove her through the villages, et cetera. I was
So she raced against the girl before, so in the world game, didn't Sha'Carri win the world, Andre Jordan, the world?
No,
she did.
I think she beat Sha'Carri. Maybe Sha'Carri lost to her.
Yeah, she won the world championship. She won world championship this year.
Yeah.
But I thought this year Sha'Carri was the last champion.
I know Sha'Carri Richardson lost, but I wasn't sure who she lost to. Till now I know who she lost to. It was her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just the girl, they sure wasn't talking about that. They didn't give her no hype at all going into it. They talked about just the girl from the Britain girl, the, you know, the Jamaican girls and the girl Tuya Smith, you know, but I mean, I didn't know about
that. Yeah, they're the
She was supposed to be in and out. She wasn't supposed to stay. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't give her the
props.
Jamaica is a big track and field place. United States, big track and field. Great Britain, big track and field. So maybe they thought she was just dropping the water and that's it, but she wasn't. She's showing them that she's
like with the Bahamas a few years ago, I think the last Olympics.
Yes, the Bahamas
Olympics
girls, right.
That was like a big deal.
Yes, Bahamas.
Yes. But doctor, that's a disrespect to the girl. If you won the world in 23 or 24, your name should still be echoed.
But let me, Dixon, I'll say this, and I say this to my students all the time. The United States is not the center of the universe. And why do I say that? Like, you know, like you, and I say you guys, like in the U.S., it's American media that most of us depend on. But there are other media houses where if you're in the Caribbean, you get options that you may not focus on it in the same way in the U.S., for example. You see what I'm saying? So you may see something different because there's a different focus. Of course, American media would focus a lot on American athletes. It makes a lot of sense, right? And so all of us who consume American media, that's what we see. But if you have other options that, you know, like out of Europe or out of the Caribbean, you're paying attention to these other things as well that are relevant to your area, right? So to us, you know, she might not have been as prominent as is being displayed now, but she's been on the radar in this part.
Yeah, but I mean, not probably. You at least would have heard a couple mentioned. I didn't hear somebody, you know, they mentioned, you know, the grass. People that use it as Olympic time, they throw some names out to compete against the Noah Lyles or the Bull. But it's like, you know, with her being, they mentioned she's from the University of Texas a couple of times. That was it. But, I mean, so she's been running, like you said, she's been running already. And you think she's in the United States.
If you look at the result, because the Caribbean is, like, elated now with Grenada, with Dominica in the triple jump, et cetera. When you look at most of them, they would have gone to high school and or college in the U.S. because in addition to the local program, they would have been recruited to run for American colleges to represent them. A lot of these American colleges come down here and they recruit these athletes. And so they run for them in their programs and they get better in their programs. But then when it's Olympic time, they tend to represent their countries.
Dixon,
I'm gonna tell you something. Don't laugh at me either. Okay, I was actually recruited by the University of Miami to play soccer.
Well, anyway,
can't play a lick of soccer. I couldn't play soccer because you're fast, right? I was fast. Yes.
Right.
And they tried to recruit me. Ernie Rumbly. I was like, why me? Why? I know Ernie. He was like one of the best soccer players on the island, but why me?
When my daughter went to Monroe College in New York, I can't remember. I think it was 2012 or somewhere there. And I visited. They had recruited like almost 100 young black males, right? When I say black, but South America, United States, but they had gone to Jamaica. The president was saying to me, "Well, we went to Jamaica and South America, and we recruited all these young athletes because we are building our football program." So both the American football and their soccer program, they were currently building. And what they had done was during that summer recruited a whole bunch of young Latin American and Caribbean youngsters to build their programs. And I know a lot of these Caribbean guys hadn't played like American football, but they had recruited from these islands.
I don't understand, but I think if a guy can run at me and kick me in my shins all day, I don't know if I want to stay out there. I don't know. I see Messi get some kick in his ribs on the side, and I don't know if I might want to punch somebody.
I used to play soccer.
Earlier I was asking for help on our scoreboard, right? I was trying to tell people that I was born in St. Kitts, but I grew up in St. Mark, but I knew my family's British. They play cricket all their lives. And I used to know how to score cricket. And I don't know how to – I can't even give them cricket scores. So I said, maybe Dixon knows. I said, well, no, Dixon don't know how to score no cricket. Do you know how to score cricket?
I can watch a cricket game and see, like, the guy bowling and 9 foot, you know, what he gets. But, I mean, the song's like, sit there all day and try to add it up. No, I just know when the guy's out, when he hit the wickets, and he's out, and he's bowling, and he got the wickets, you know, something like that. I can know. But as far as – man, I can know when the guy's hitting the home run.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like,
I used to know runs, overs, and outs.
The overs
and hits.
Right.
150 runs, and eight. Well, I said about nine overs and four out. I know that. I think it's 160 slash the overs slash the outs. I think. So you get 105 runs. It's 105 runs slash the overs that and then slash the outs. You know, so you may have 150 runs, eight overs, and you only have three outs. Another team may have 100 runs, nine overs, and I think how many outs? Did they go nine outs or 10 outs?
The bowl, how's it getting? I know the bowl.
Hello?
I think it's 11 players.
Yeah. I know you played the ball to make it out. Yeah, so that's my – they could keep hitting it off his butt till they keep scoring or he get the wicket out. But I
think
the overs
is like
six
times
six
of
each over is six
right.
runs. It's six times.
It's six. It's
right.
six balls. Six.
Right.
Six bowls or something. Right.
Right. Bowler, bowl six balls. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get six – you stop and the other person bowls. So you may have your pace bowler, what's the other bowler called?
Different kind of bowler, right.
Yeah, you got your pace bowler, which is the guy who like the fastball, Dixon, that come down the road, sit a mile away
right.
and just let it go. That's your pace bowler.
But doesn't it keep
you have the
So what doesn't it keep bowling until they okay, so one pitcher gets one bowler
you,
gets, you can score X amount of runs off him?
Yeah, six
and
bowlers.
All when the wickets have fallen. When all the wickets
right.
have fallen, then
not,
the other team
well,
gets
I think
to come in.
I think it's, you have to have nine outs.
No,
I
the batter, yeah, you get. Yeah, Skeet's right. It's a certain amount of outs. Cause, I mean, if they make the outs, I think that the team's allowed X amount of outs before the for the tournament. They get certain
right. so
certain tournaments allowed X
score,
amount of outs. Yeah.
If your team go up and score 200 runs, and you did it do it in eight overs, and you only had. You know, because sometimes they have over matches, which means we're going to play a match
right.
with only 15-hour fishing overs match, right? So
mm-hmm.
only 15 overs mean only 15 times the pitches, I mean 15 times six balls you're going to get, right? So when you out, you may have nine outs, you may have even one out. It doesn't matter how many outs you have, the overs is over, right? So the next
right.
team come on for those 15 overs, and they could score less. If they don't score more, they lose. I don't care how many outs
right,
they had.
Right. If they score more runs, and they still got the outs left, they win. It's whoever used the lesser outs, whatever they get. Like you said, if there's only 15.
No, the more runs
on this.
Over. If you're playing by overs, I think the West Indians play by overs. I think they play by outs. I think. Those are big match play by outs. But sometimes they play overs.
Yeah.
Like a, they
right.
call it a test,
right.
like a six, is it a test match? What, I don't know what they call it. Test match is like when you play certain overs, I think. Right?
Right.
Coach
one
Tanya,
guy gets 220. If you have 220 and, I have, and you got eight outs and I only got six outs and I got the 230, we'll make the left, we win because we still had like more outs
right.
than that. We win.
Didn't,
yeah,
right. didn't pass
yeah.
this
yeah. But this is different matches. This test match. Yeah.
Tanya, help us out here.
No, but you're right. It is right. You're looking at the number of runs as well as the number of wickets that would have fallen, right? Because you're looking
right.
at that combination, right? And so you got to stay within a certain. So many wickets were falling with so many runs. The other guy that comes in has to pass that.
Right. That's the wickets in the out. Yeah, that's why I understand what you're saying, but I want somebody to give us a call, let us know, even this week, next week, he drops on Facebook and go to Sports Chat and More on Facebook and leave us a message, man.
We get Brown,
we get
Brown calling. Mr. Brown can help us with scores. You know
yeah,
Brown knows that
stuff. Yes, you're right. We got to talk to him. He got to show mm-hmm. us, tell us how this works. I forgot Mr. Brown could let us know this.
He's
thing.
In Jamaica right now. He's down on the ground, yeah.
Yeah, we want all the scores.
Coach T, quiet. We got to get the ball back to Coach T because she's over there thinking like, what the heck are they talking about? What the hell is going on?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, what? Is that Japanese or Chinese? Or I told my nephew to call him. My nephew's supposed to call him.
It ain't that
about
hard.
It's really
yeah.
that hard, but it has to be understand. I used to know it, mm-hmm. like the back of my hand, but I haven't played the game or been around the game for a long time, and I can't call. I can't call my
basically,
brother.
What
not,
you're doing is just basically what you're doing is like running from the wickets, right, from base to base, to count your runs, and then you can get fours and sixes. You can get fours or sixes. And as long as the wickets don't fall, you keep going until, and I don't remember if it's 9 or 11, but until all those wickets fall, you can keep racking up points.
But it all depends on the type of match you play. You could play
each match is big, right. But,
you can play a full match or you can play overs match. You can let's play
right, but what I'm saying in general, the scoring itself is not that hard. You know, it's the wickets.
As a batter, you can step in and get 90 runs if you keep standing up, if you don't make the out.
You can get 100 runs. No, you could be there and your teammates could be falling all the time. You stay there all the time and they could be out and you don't. You know? So when if 9 outs, the game, I mean, your side have to go on the field. But you could bat all through the other nine hitters and they're out and you don't out. You could stay and you're not out. You could stay. So may come in and get no runs. Guy may come in and get 4 runs. You could get 100 runs and you stay there and hit.
That's why Chris Gayle's one of the best. Chris Gayle's one of the best because he be scoring so many runs. He's up there and hit some sixes all day and he be getting 95 runs. For his points out. Yeah, he's tough.
Chris Gayle. You got Gary Sobers. You got El Comito Willett. He was from Sinkers and Nevis.
A lot of Indian guys are doing, Indians and Guyanese or Indians, they're doing good now too though.
Pakistanis got some good superstars. Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. Let me twist the subject. I'm gonna get Coach T. I don't want Coach T to be out in the cold. The last week, Sister Rhoda, we were talking about gender and sports last week. It ended it and right after we talked the next day they had this girl, Imani Khalif, the boxer. Did you got any y'all see the boxing?
Yeah.
Now, so what they said, they tested her, she had X, is it X and Y chromosome? Is X Y mean the man and XX means the girl? How does it work again?
She was born a girl.
Right.
So I think they were going back saying, but she had
transsexual, but
she's
not. She was born
she's
a girl.
She's not transsexual. She wasn't transgender.
Coach Ronda and Coach T, tell me, so is it X mean man or XY means man? Which one is it? XY chromosome mean you got the man testosterone or something?
I can't remember, but here's what we do know, right, from what we think we heard, that, you see, this is how I think a lot of these sports and these things become very subjective, right? She's been declared a woman throughout her entire life and fighting against women throughout her entire life, right, her entire career.
Right.
Then one little girl, and I'm going to say one little girl, complains that she gets hit too hard or whatever it is, and then it becomes an issue. Remember the same thing with a South African runner a few years ago. What was her name? I can't remember her name now. They wanted to test her for her hormones. She had too many hormones. As soon as she started to beat up certain girls, then it becomes a problem and she can't run anymore as a woman, but she's been living, acting, being a woman all her life. And but even though she gets beaten by other women, but when you get to this stage, certain women complain and then it's no good. We saw that with one of the boxers, I think it was in kickboxing at the Olympics also. Did you see that one? Black man knocked out another dude and then they said he hit him too hard, so they disqualified the black man for hitting the other guy too hard, and so the other guy gets the medal. I mean, that's BS. Come on.
We know what
that is all about, right? Don't we?
What we're talking about is if you are transgender, you should not ever fight no woman. Period.
Okay, but that wasn't the case in the Olympic, right?
Well, they're saying that she's a DSD. They say she's born a girl. They say she's a girl. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, is she?
The testosterone test
came back that she had the men testosterone.
It doesn't matter at this stage because guess what? She's born that way. She is a woman. She's been fighting as a woman all her life. She's been losing as a woman all her life, and now at a certain level, after she's already there representing her country, she can't go say, okay, God made her this way, and these people at Olympic now are going to educate her femaleness,
okay,
or maleness based on some formula that some man has made up.
Let me ask you a question, Doc. And this is a straight-up question. If we found out this person is a transgender, should that person compete with women?
Okay, that's a different conversation.
No, that's what I'm asking you. It's a whole different
conversation. You're asking me if I think transgender females should be able to compete again, non-transgender females, right?
Is that
what you're asking?
Yeah.
If you're born a man and you switch to a girl, can you compete in a women's sport? You know,
so you're asking
if you're,
me what my opinion
man.
Is on that.
Yes.
No, I, my opinion is that there should be three categories then in a story.
That's what I'm saying. Doc, where you at?
Why can't the yes or no category?
No, but I understand what she's saying. I understand what she's saying. I said the same thing last week. You have men, you have women, and if you want to have transgender, have transgender competition against each other.
Because then it becomes equal, right? It becomes equal, everybody against each other, et cetera. And then we don't have to worry about it. And to me, that's the easiest way to solve it. But what I'm having a problem with in these conversations is that nature has created certain people a certain way. But then you have man out here trying to judge and to determine based on their own whatever formulas and biases what it should be versus what it is.
No, I disagree with that because it's a cut dry. If you are a man,
I'm not talking about
like
transgender,
a,
my love. I'm not talking
that's
about
what
transgender.
Scientifically, if a person has a hormone testosterone, they generically think that you are a man. So if she took the home, if she took a shot, it's different.
But here's what I'm saying. I'm not Hulk. Listen to what I'm saying.
Where the transgender conversation is concerned, my opinion has three categories: one all female, one all male, and one for everything in between. But ask the question, do you think it's right or wrong? Here's where I'm having a problem with this idea of the science and the whatever.
I'm going to get to the first question. If you're born a man, can you compete with a woman? You're saying they should make a third category. I'm saying there's not three categories. Let me explain what I'm saying. With this particular conversation,
with this particular athlete who has been a woman all her life,
That wasn't the question. I already gave you. You're not listening. No, Doc, you didn't answer. You created a third category. We didn't say yes or no. That was my answer to that question.
What I'm answering now is these question about these formula that some man or woman in a lab.
Well, that's the same thing. If you're born a woman and you're genetically a woman, that's different. I'm saying. They're saying scientifically she has the chromosomes.
But that's my point. You're not listening to me. I don't know. You're not listening to me, D. When they say she is scientifically, that's my problem right there. That terminology that we are saying scientifically.
If you have a man part,
listen,
if you have a man
listen
part,
to what I'm saying.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
The picture says she's born a woman. We don't know. We can't argue with it. The picture says she's born a woman. So if she's born a woman, then it's
because of her being a little girl.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is some of these classifications are socially constructed by people. That's what I'm saying.
Me and you and Dixon were talking cut and dry. What you think if a transsexual man?
I answered that question already.
In a woman's sport.
No, you didn't answer. You created a third category. We asked you, was it right or wrong? You said it should be a third category.
You guys are confusing two things. I answered
No, you didn't. Rewind the tape. Let me ask the question again. I'm going to do like this. Coach Tanya.
If a transsexual turned into a woman, should they compete in women's sport?
I already answered that. I said I think that should be a separate category. I answered
no,
that.
No, that's not the answer.
You want me to choose one of your answers? I'm telling you, I don't agree that it should be either or. I'm telling you, I do not agree.
Yes. I asked
it
for
should...
yes or no answer. Yes,
and I'm
yes
telling
no
you,
answer,
I don't think
Dixon,
it is that
Dixon,
simplistic.
Dixon,
that's what I'm saying.
Dixon, ask me the same question that I just asked you.
Okay, Coach Keith, if you know somebody was born a man and wanted to compete in a women's softball team on your school, is it right or wrong? You think they should be able to compete on that softball team as a girl?
No, they should not. If they were born a male, they should play male sports.
Why would I create another category because you feel like you want to change the narrative?
I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm saying
the sports is man's sports or woman's sports, right? You pick one.
I am saying, Raphael, that we're at a different point in our evolution as human beings, and if some people feel that they have gone through that stage in their life, there should be a category for them to compete.
We're asking what Rhoda feels.
We had that before. You know what that was before? Major League Baseball, Negro League. You either white or you black. If you're black, you can't play in the major leagues, right?
You had
the ABA and you had the NBA. Right? So they make this category. Now we have NBA where everybody exclusive can play. We have Major League Baseball, everybody can exclusive play. You're either a man or you're a woman. You have softball, you have volleyball for men, and you have volleyball for women. You have basketball, so you call it WNBA, and you have NBA. They didn't say transition NBA.
I am saying.
It's flat. Don't make it into a scientific. You're asking your opinion.
You're not letting me have an opinion. You're cornering me into an opinion that you think I should choose from.
No, Doc, you're giving an opinion because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Doc, see the yes or no, don't worry about hurting nobody's feelings. We're not going to get sued tonight. It's just opinion. Trump has an opinion. Trump says everything he wants about people. We don't hold him accountable. I mean, he called the girl, you know, she's black or Indian or whatever. So, I mean, you know, the vice president,
God.
Not the lady. My bad.
This is
Steve.
You asked me my opinion, and I gave you my opinion. You don't have to agree with it, but that's my opinion.
Doc, that wasn't a pin, Doc. That was a choice. You just added to create another choice. It wasn't in parameters.
God.
The parameters either,
oh my
either
God.
Yes or right or wrong. Doc, fact, you say yes. Okay, Doc.
I'm trying to bring
if
somebody
you have
else.
If you have a multiple choice test and there's only two questions, true or false, you can't say maybe
else.
So.
I'm trying to bring somebody else on the show, so you guys let me bring somebody on the show. All I'm saying. Aerator 352. Thank you for talking, and thank you for giving us a call here at Sports Jam and More. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with? Area code 352, last 6302. Go ahead.
Nephew, speak up. Nephew, hit the button.
Nephew. I'm on. Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, you're on, nephew.
Hey, man, you always late. If that's your D's nephew, man, you late just like him, man.
Well, I actually have a job that I have to prepare for with kids that I have to get ready, so I had to wait till I found the time to be able to come on, so no disrespect to your show, but I had to handle stuff as a man first.
I got you. You sound like big. Yeah, he is your nephew. Yeah, he's your nephew. Hey, let's talk about something since you're on. We got like 5 minutes left, man. I want to give you this 5 minutes. Talk to me about what you think's going. What's going on with the new college man?
I'm sorry, I can hear you.
Yeah, nephew, what's up?
Yeah, I couldn't hear, man. You talking. Man asking me a question.
I was asking you, what do you think about the new ranking, the college ranking? Where do you see any of these schools that are in your opinion in the right spot, or you would move some of these teams in different areas, in different spots?
I mean, I think for right now, the balance of the power, I think it's where it should be at. I think a lot of teams that have lost a lot of production aren't proven right now, so you can't really put them higher than the top 10 spot. I think a lot of teams are better than what they are forecasted to be. So I think it's going to be an interesting season because a lot of teams lost a lot of production, but a lot of teams have gained a lot of talent through the transfer portal. So it's really give and take. You just have to know football really and know where the team's strengths are that they're going up against. What's like if their defense is weak in one spot and the other team has a strength like at wide receiver, then you know that it's going to be a long game for them. And then you got to look at their coaching staff as well. Some of the coaching staff is not developing the talent how they're supposed to be developing it. So.
We're Florida State right there, Steve.
We're number 11 right now. I think we're 11. Or, we're either 8 or 8 or 11. Some people
Florida
have
State?
Us at 8. Some people have us at 11, yeah.
I have you. They have you guys at 10 right now.
At 10? So they must have changed it. I didn't look at this. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are behind Penn State. Penn State is
Penn
9.
State.
Okay, I got it right now, Skeet. They got look like was Michigan number one? Uh-huh.
No,
that's gonna change. That's just because they won the championship last year. So they starting them off at one.
Oh, I'm looking at
the new coach of theirs is under investigation right now, so we're gonna see how that goes.
I heard about that. What happened? What was that investigation about tampering?
I don't know. It's something he did something. From what I'm hearing, it's something he did early that he wasn't supposed to do, and he tried to delete emails that would have incriminated him on doing it. So, I mean, it's a lot. I haven't really been paying attention to the Michigan thing. I've been more about Florida State, but that's kind of what I picked up off of looking at different things on Twitter and the Facebook and everything like that.
Got you.
Which is not a good look because we need more black coaches.
But, wow.
Hey, Skeet, ask my nephew real quick that question you asked Dr. Aaron Bill. See what kind of answer he says.
Let me ask you this. Hey, yeah, I'm going to ask you this question. If you are a transgender, that 1 minute left, it's a 1 minute question. If you are transgender, should you be able to play with the women's in any women's sports?
I got to refrain from cursing, right?
Okay, I got your answer.
No, I'm just saying no, you should not be able to put you're a right, biological
that's
male.
That's a yes or no question. You answer no, and I agree, and I understand that. You answer no, I answer no. Dixon answers no. I understand. Hey, but thanks for coming on. Hey, we got to go.
Yes,
man. I'm glad that you came on. I want to get you on a segment where we could talk college football. You let us know. Your uncle when you can do it, man, and we'll give you at least 35 minutes to make it happen. All right?
Yeah, like, I apologize for being late again.
I was just playing with you. I'm glad you came on. So we'll talk. We got to go. Hey, thanks for everybody. Dr. Rota, thank you. Coach Tanya, Dixon, nephew, Thanks for coming on, man. We'll see you guys next Monday from 8 to 9:30. Man, this show went by so fast. We're having so much fun, man. Times fly when you're having fun. Dixon, thanks, man.
I finished the Rhoda. Tell Dr. Rhoda I'm going to get her next week. I ain't done with her yet, so she better be ready for me.
We're going to have her again. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Good night. Natural beauty. Tell, no, I've never been someone shy until I seen your eyes. Still I had to try. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let me get my words right and then approach her. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my so one of a kind, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. She's a queen.